Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
First of May, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 28th of February 2020 from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea-Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, Minister Skelly says we shouldn't overreact to coronavirus on the island. The Jerby bus cuts row, what's the truth behind it? One big weekend and what it means for the Isle of Man. We're breaking the stigma of infertility. More on coronavirus from the UK. And the Manx punk rockers are back. It's a no flume Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Ed Oldham.
Faster Mai, the Department of Infrastructure has been dealing with surface water lying on the road in a number of areas around the island. Flood warning boards are out at the Garth Road in Moran, St Mark's, and the Newcastle Town Road south of the Mount Murray Back Road in the area of the site of the former Lancashire Hotel. A new film about one of the legends of the TT is in the pipeline. Australian actor and director Eric Banner has acquired the rights to the life story of Mike Hailwood. The vice chairman of Sporting Club Isle of Man says yesterday was a new and exciting chapter for Manx sporting endeavours, with the organisation being officially launched. SC Isle of Man will become a charity in the near future, with members of the community being able to pay a membership subscription to become a part of it. Further afield, a British man has died in Japan after being infected with coronavirus while in quarantine on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. The victim, who's the first UK fatality of the global outbreak, had been receiving treatment in hospital. Meanwhile, fears about the spread of coronavirus have now wiped £210 billion off the value of the UK's biggest firms in just 5 days. The FTSE 100 has seen its worst week since the financial crisis in 2008. And hundreds of refugees are arriving at Turkey's border with Greece after airstrikes in Syria. 33 Turkish troops were killed yesterday in a massive escalation in violence. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Got on my head, thank you. Ed, a gale warning is the warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours from Ronald's Way Met Office. On the Isle of Man, heavy rain on the strong to near gale force west southwesterly. It will get drier towards dawn overnight, 2 degrees, the overnight minimum temperature. The Matrix signs are saying fog and wet roads on the mountain at the moment. For Saturday, Chasan, dry and bright start, then cloudy with heavy showers. It will be wintry on the hills as well, all on a severe gale force, west-southwesterly, and 7 top temperature. Jaduni, gale to severe gale force, west-southwesterly, is first easing during the day. Otherwise, a mostly dry and sunny day and 7 degrees. It won't feel much like that in that strong wind, though. Sunset 7 minutes to 6 tonight. It's getting dark about 20 past 6. Low water 28 minutes past 8. High water overnight 26 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise in the morning 8 minutes past 7. And the low water for Saturday morning 13 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The minister responsible for tourism on the Isle of Man says it's important to be alert but not to overreact to the ongoing spread of coronavirus. Lawrence Skelly, MHK, insists it's business as usual as his department prepares for this year's TT, which gets underway in a little over 3 months. The Isle of Man government insists the risks on the island remains low. Mr. Skelly gave his update to Manx Radio's Sian Cowper.
Something we are monitoring exceedingly closely. The health minister himself has made a number of different statements, and the Isle of Man is prepared, as we always have to be, for all kinds of issues.
How important is it that there isn't a sense of panic here?
I think that's a really good point, because we see it in the media. We tend to overreact. That's sort of a natural reaction, you might say. So what we're trying to do is to ensure that we are balanced, we are measured, we are following the international protocols with regards to any sort of health directive. So again, what we would do as in government, we would react as necessary.
Are you worried that this could impact the island's tourism sector?
We're alert, I would suggest, and what we don't want to do is to make any sort of rash statements in any shape, fashion or form, because it is business as usual. And of course, you know, TT, for example, has been mentioned. We are planning ahead. We are, and it does, TT planning happens year round, so it will gather pace here, and nothing has stopped in respect to that. And we still obviously encourage people still to if they haven't booked, do book now, and consequently, and we're looking forward to a positive tourism season, to be quite frank. Forward bookings that I keep seeing are very encouraging, so we would hope that would be maintained, but clearly we're very alert and we'll be responsive at the necessary time.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Cost-cutting wasn't the main motivation behind changes to the bus timetable, says the MHK responsible for public transport. Jason Morehouse admits the Department of Infrastructure will make savings from the alterations, but insists they were driven by demand. The spectre of bus service cuts prompted an angry reaction from Jerby residents and local MHKs this week, who forced the DOI to rethink what had been planned for Jerby. Mr. Morehouse says the new timetable, which is due to start next week, has been altered after concerns were raised. He spoke to our local democracy reporter, Ewan Gorn.
It's just a matter of updating and refining and, more importantly, making sure we're getting the best use of the assets. And where there's demand for buses, there's an increase in the supply of them. Where there isn't the demand for buses, we're altering the configuration. So it's just really a renewal.
Is it cost cutting?
I guess as part of the SAFE programme, we're always having to look at costs. And this is an area where costs can be cut. But that wasn't really the priority. It was just making that annual update, that review that is essential so often.
So you're expecting to make savings as a result?
There will be savings, yeah, definitely.
Do you know how much?
It's going to go a good way towards what we need to be saving in the SAFE programme this year. Well, yeah, because we're having to save over £300,000. So, yeah, it's going to be a useful contribution.
The budget for bus and rail transport in the 1920 budget went down by a couple of hundred thousand.
Slightly more than that. So, yeah, there's a lot of money that we need to really look at. Is the money being spent well? And are the people still having a really good service? So it's been balancing the two, definitely.
So from the feedback you've had, do you think you've struck the right balance?
Hopefully. I know there's been a couple of areas where people said, we've got concerns. One of them in the north, we've actually sat down. We've looked at how we can actually improve what we've got from the available resources. So it's really been that sort of thing. So it's been an interesting week in terms of this is the outline timetable. They'll all get sent out. And then when the new lot are published, there'll be slight changes. And it's what always happens. So we listen to people and come up, hopefully, with the best result.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Matt McCree left Heysham at 2:05 this afternoon, nosing in at around now and spinning around off at 7:45 this evening to Heysham arriving there at 11:30. The Ofu 2:15 is looking fine. However, tomorrow morning's 8:45 could be in trouble, possible disruption and cancellation. Tune in tomorrow morning at Manx Radio at 7 o'clock. The master will make the decision if tomorrow morning's 8:45 goes. Of course, if that doesn't go, the 2:15 can't come back. Sunday morning's boats are looking in doubt as well. So they'll know whether the 8:45 goes on Sunday morning by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So stay tuned to Manx Radio for all the details. The band, the only vessel on duty, of course, at the moment. The Fastcraft resumes her seasonal services into Liverpool this March 27th. Mananan heads for Dublin the day after, March 28th, and Belfast on April the 8th.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
21 minutes to 6, this is an update from Manx Radio. The UK Foreign Office has confirmed the death of the first British person as a result of coronavirus. The man had been in quarantine in Japan after catching it on the Diamond Princess cruise liner. Meanwhile, three new cases have been diagnosed in the UK in patients who've recently been to Italy and Iran. The World Health Organization chief, Tedros Adhanom, says the rate cases are being exported is concerning.
We have now increased our assessment of the risk of spread and the risk of impact of COVID-19 to very high at global level.
Meanwhile, GP Dr. Mona Mansour has been answering questions from the public about coronavirus. They're being asked by Sky News' Gillian Joseph and Gamal Van Buller.
We've got one in here from at Jeng25, and she's saying, or he's saying, can masks and hand sanitizers protect you from coronavirus? We've seen, I was on public transport yesterday, people on the tube wearing masks, but do they do any good?
Well, the first thing is masks, really, if you're wearing them to try and prevent catching it, the evidence is that they don't really do a lot unless they're those sort of moulded, very expert ones that filter out viruses that wouldn't really be available to the general public anyway. And actually, it's the chance of you being able to stop transmission from wearing one is actually more helpful. So if you do have cough and cold symptoms, it could potentially stop you passing it on to other people. Hand sanitizer, I think, is a different bag altogether. It is really important to sort of keep hand hygiene, washing your hands, and hand sanitizer, if you're not able to get to a sink and get some soap and water on there, is recommended. As with all sort of viral illnesses, sort of keeping that regular hygiene is really, really good.
Mona, we've got another question in from Dan Ramboldi, who wanted to know if a person who had recovered from COVID-19 could catch the disease again.
Well, here's a question. We don't really know is the answer at the moment. There isn't any sort of solid evidence about this. There have been some...
There has been a case,
there have been some cases
in Wuhan.
Been mentioned. Mm. But I think we don't have enough data on it to absolutely say that that is possible.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
Persimmon CEO David Jenkinson's announced plans to stand down after just 15 months after being given the job of rebuilding the reputation of Britain's second biggest house builder, following a deluge of complaints over poor construction and big payouts to Persimmon executives. Persimmon also revealed a 4.6% fall in 2019 pre-tax profit to just over £1 billion. It comes just months after an independent review of the housing firm found the company had failed to meet minimum building standards. Earlier this week, a new industry watchdog in the UK was announced with the power to ban rogue developers and award compensation to those left with shoddy new homes.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks extended a historic week of losses as the coronavirus outbreak continued to pummel global markets into correction territory. American stocks tumbled, adding losses to the market's worst week since the financial crisis. Volatility in the euro-dollar exchange rate surged to its highest in more than a year as growing fears over coronavirus raised recession fears. Oil prices slumped and were set for their steepest weekly fall in more than 4 years. Gold prices retreated as investors booked profits, but the metal had some supporters mounting concerns over the rapid spread of coronavirus. In corporate news, the London Stock Exchange posted a rise in full-year revenue and income as it said the acquisition of Refinitiv was on track to complete in the second half. Property website Rightmove reported a rise in annual revenue and profit driven by growth in its agency new homes business. William Hill reported a fall in annual profits, but at the top end of expectations as it continued to deal with the fallout from a UK government limit on slot machine stakes. And the numbers at the close, the FTSE 100 was down just over 3% at 6,580. The DAX in Germany down 4% at 11,876. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones down 2% at 25,274. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just over 1% at 8,464. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 1.5% at 2,936. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 27.7 cents and €1 16.1 cents. And in commodities, gold down just over 3% at $1,590 an ounce, and Brent crude down 2.5% at $50 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Good evening, and here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend. If you want to, the inshore coastal forecast as follows. The weather summary, turning fairly cloudy on Saturday with heavy and prolonged showers developing along with gale to severe gale force winds. Still very windy on Sunday, but bright with sunny spells and one or two passing wintry showers. Sea temperature across the weekend, 7 Celsius. And the weather forecast for Saturday, wind west or southwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest gale 8 or severe gale 9 during the morning. Wave height is 3 metres, becoming 4.5 to 5 metres. Wave period on Saturday, 6 seconds, becoming 8 seconds during the afternoon. High water at 26 minutes to 3 p.m. And on Sunday, the wind is west 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 or 7 by dusk. Wave height 3.5 to 4 metres, becoming 2.5 to 3 metres. Wave period 7 seconds, becoming 6 seconds during the afternoon on Sunday. And the Sunday afternoon high water 16 minutes past 3.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound, personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
14 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. Tickets are available as of today for an annual event designed to show what the Isle of Man has to offer for citizens and tourists alike. Angela Byrne, who is Visit Isle of Man's head, spoke to Manx Radio's Dolan Mercer.
The event is called On Your Doorstep, One Big Weekend, and it runs in March on the 14th and 15th. And it's an opportunity for residents to see just how many different types of activities and attractions we actually have on the island.
So it's a taster weekend, really, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it's in a lot of the bit. We've got 37 different activities, and they range from you can go axe throwing, you can go and learn how to windsurf, you can do a golf taster and play 9 holes at Rowney Golf Club. So there's a wide variety out there. And it's to highlight quite a few of the new businesses that are opening up within the tourism sector on the island. And hopefully residents will go and have a taster and tell their visiting friends and relatives that they have to visit the Isle of Man to take part.
The same event was held last year. How do you measure the impacts of that?
We do online booking. So Myquando are working with us this year, who are an on-island business that offer the facility. So you can go to visitisleofman.com/onyourdoorstep and you can have a look at the activities and you can book online. So that's how we measure it. But we also talk to the businesses and they let us know how, you know, the footfall that they've had over that weekend.
So there's perhaps some anecdotal evidence that comes out of the weekend in the immediate term, but then how do you plot the impact that has for the rest of the year round?
We encourage the businesses when they have people coming in to ask them where they heard about them. And last year, I think we had, it was 16 or 17 different activities. The feedback from the businesses was that this one big weekend actually had an impact on showcasing their business. Because obviously, if they're a small business, they may not have the budget. So this is our way of trying to support the businesses as well.
What's new for this year?
There's loads of new things, and I'm really pleased to see some of the hotels come on board as well. You can go to Claremont Afternoon Tea, you can get a special price for a bed and breakfast. So it's great that the accommodation sector are coming on board to show the high quality of accommodation that we have on offer on the island.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Tim Glover.
It's the weekend, so time for another storm. Already some football postponements to tell you about. You won't be surprised that this evening's Combination 2 match at Mullany Cloy between St John's and Braddon has already been postponed. And a Division 2 match, the reverse of that fixture, for tomorrow afternoon is already gone. Braddon versus St John's. Hockey is back after the half-term break. The top two sides in the Rossborough Men's Premier League play the bottom two teams, with leaders Bakersay facing Ramsey A and Vikings A, while they're up against Saracens A. In the Women's Premier League, leaders Vikings A clash with Bakersay, Valkyries A tackle lowly Saracens A, and Castletown A are involved in a mid-table tussle with Ramsey A. Elsewhere, the top two in the Women's Division 2 meet, with leaders Vikings C up against Bakers C. More from Sam Spooner coming up in Friday Sport at 6:05. We'll also talk to Tony Meppham and Dave Christian on the rugby. Further afield, and Spurs boss Jose Mourinho says there's a good possibility England captain Harry Kane and Song will be back before the end of the season. Son is recovering from a fractured arm, while Kane has been out since New Year's Day with a hamstring injury.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Department of Infrastructure is dealing with surface water lying on the road in a number of areas. Flood warning boards out at the Garth Road in Moran, St Mark's, New Castletown Road south of Mount Murray Back Road in the area of the site of the former Lancashire Hotel. Do take care. Elsewhere, the Lord Street traffic works, the Lord Street kerfuffle was supposed to be finishing on the 25th of February. It's been extended now to the end of May, just before TT. They reckon it'll all be finished. The one-way traffic scheme and closure of surrounding roads and paths during the regeneration work. Temporary three-way 24-hour signals at King Edward Road in Gradle. The Ballykill Folk Road is closed between Main Road Colby and Ballykillowie, and the Renab Road in Glenmona, that closure between Cornet Road and the railway crossing north of Ballyglass Glen. The inbound flight arrival, the 4:25 from London City, landed at 5:25, so that's going to be late going out. The 5:05 London City is only just boarding. Elsewhere, the departures, the 5:25 to Liverpool hasn't yet gone, the 5:35 to Dublin hasn't yet gone. Later departures for Manchester, Liverpool, Edinburgh, Gatwick and the late flight to Bristol showing no problems at the moment. Fingers crossed. All the details on trains, planes, boats, buses and rail at manxradio.com.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Two UK medical clinics are aiming to break the stigma surrounding fertility treatment. Many people are choosing to start families later in their lives around the British Isles, relying on IVF and other new methods to achieve this. But some centres want to remind people there's so much more to think about it. I spoke to the Wessex fertility consultant, Chantelle Simonis, and firstly, clinic lab manager at Thames Valley Fertility, Danielle Breen.
A lot of people assume that it is just a personal choice of when you want to get pregnant. So I think it starts with better education from a younger age. And it's something we have to tackle of how we inform people about reproduction and fertility full stop. Because we're very much taught from a young age of what to do not to get pregnant, with the assumption of you can then make the choice of when you're ready. Better education is crucial. And then supporting them through that process to how to be more prepared for the limitations of IVF still, because it is not a guaranteed fix that when you do present for fertility treatment, unfortunately, the way it's often told on the glossy magazines of celebrities in their late 40s and 50s with their bonny baby on the front cover, that unfortunately there are still limitations even with IVF, and we can't always guarantee that success.
And this can be a desolate process and a desolate time of people's lives. So what are some of the misconceptions that society has about IVF and fertility treatments? And I'm interested as well what your staff do to help people through the process.
Well, I think the misconceptions, as we've touched on already, are that IVF will overcome any fertility issue. And so if somebody comes to the clinic at age 40, that it's okay to have waited until that point, furthering their career, because IVF will solve the issue. And unfortunately, we can't, because donor eggs are often needed in women who are over 40. And so we need to blow that misconception out of the water and make sure that we educate people about it. But in terms of what our staff can do, I think it's about recognising sometimes the more subtle signs of distress. And very often what we hear is that the male partners, I'm talking not just in heterosexual couples, but the partner in a relationship is often a little excluded. All the focus is on the person who's actually having the treatment. And I think we need to remember that the partner is part of this and they need to feel supported as well.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
There's going to be a big noise in Laxey tonight. Punk Fans Rejoice, non-profit group Manx Punks, has brought Unholy Alliance for a double feature starting tonight at the Queen's Hotel in Laxey, and the Rovers return in Douglas tomorrow, the 29th. The headlining group are made up of ex-members of the early 80s punk band English Dogs, who recently released an album, No Dogs Allowed. Organisers Mike Cowley and Matt Twist spoke to Manx Radio's Lewis Foster about the weekend and the future.
Unholy Alliance, right. They're a group of lads that used to be in a band from the old days called English Dogs. But they've recently released a new album. They've been touring that around the UK, supporting bigger bands and playing headlining gigs themselves. And they got in touch with us, really, because of, I think it was The Sentence.
Yeah,
The Sentence told them about us, and they got in touch with us, asking to come over and play.
It's quite good that all the bands that we bring over end up talking about us to other people. So then we get so many bands messaging us or something. I think this year we had like 34 bands or something messaging us. We were like, we don't have room for all these
There's
bands.
There's only 12 months in a year.
Yeah.
Starting with Friday, what's going on Friday?
Friday is the Queen's in Laxey, which has become one of our regular pubs that we play in. It's really nice. Sammy the Landlord is really nice. Great atmosphere. For quite a small pub, putting on like quite big bands, it does really, really well. The atmosphere there is amazing.
Yeah, and Laxey people seem to love gigs, so they just stay around and watch them anyway. Yeah.
And we've got, that night we've got Half Naked Headline, which is a new band formed by Jenny, which is our other mate that runs this with us.
Yeah, and she also deals with Soundcheck. She runs that as well. There's ourselves, Crotch Lice, and Unholy Alliance. Everything should kick off around about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock-ish.
Right, okay, and you say these are coming quite sort of the centre of everything is the Queens and Rovers and Douglas as
yeah.
well.
Mostly. Compton Vaults does a lot for us as well, to be fair. We're always looking for more venues to play in, but it's them three are good staples that have helped us out over the last couple of years we've been doing this, and it seems to work really well.
Yeah.
It's nice having regular venues that look after the music scene.
So we could do with one in Ramsey, I suppose. So if there's any venues in Ramsey, give us a shout.
Well, any venues at all, really.
Just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to sort of have a staple pub in each part, do
That'd
you think?
Be good, because most of our gigs are in, obviously, either Laxey, Douglas and Castletown. We want to be able to play. It sounds really weird saying that you want to expand your music all the way to Peel.
All the way to Peel.
But it'd be nice so that people don't have to travel as much to the gigs, so that we can just everywhere.
If you're going, enjoy the gigs tonight. That's it from Update Tonight. Just remember, 6 weeks today is Good Friday, Easter not that far away, and 4 weeks on Sunday, the clocks go forward. That's it for Update. After the 6 o'clock news, Friday sport preview with Tim Glover, then greatest hits with Chris Kinley. Manx Radio's updates compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham and producer Howard Kane. I'm Andy Wynn. Back Monday evening at 5:30. Have a great weekend and don't get blown away.
WIN